so that's good. Anyhow, just so I wanted to mention that, just so you'd know that his wife's busy taking care of his parents. Well, that's... And so anyhow, she's got her hands full.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you right up front, make no mistake. And I mean that in a nice way, in the nicest possible sense. And so anyhow, let's see here. There was something else. Yeah, Brother Sam, he's down there on the border. And so I hope you remember to pray for him while he's down there and all that business. And the country that we live in is certainly... a lot of those politicians and people that are high up in office are talking about the terrorist threats that we have toward our country over all that's been allowed in. Well, they should have done something about that way back when. But anyhow, that is true. All right, it's good to have always Brother Darrell and, of course, and his dear wife. We're glad they're in our church and with the family. And so I've asked him to come preach tonight. I'm not sick or anything. I just every now and again need to let these fellows exercise their lungs so they don't rust up, and I need to hear something. Here we go.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity to preach. Thank God for being here on Wednesday night. Amen. God's good. I tell you what, just for a little while tonight, if you got your Bibles, you can turn to Luke chapter 15, and we're going to start in verse number 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. Not many days after the younger son gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country. What about you young folks today, tonight? You thinking about taking a journey? And there wasted his substance with righteous living, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him to the fields to feed swine. What a job. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, and he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. But he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell upon his neck, kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. And he was lost and he's found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, These many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou hast never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed him, the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Brother David Rice, lead us in a word of prayer. Just for a little while, I'm going to preach on, if you've got a repentant heart, the Heavenly Father's waiting, amen. I'll tell you what a wonderful verse and what a wonderful passage that we see here in God's Word. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me thy portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living. I tell you what I see here, a younger son that just was not satisfied with what he had. I'm going to tell you what, you youngsters growing up, you better realize that you've got it good, amen. And then I'll tell you, the world may offer you some goods and a bill of goods, but I promise you, you get away from God and the Father, amen, you're liable to end up in ruins, amen. This world looks good to the naked eye, doesn't it? Even us that are grown, I'll tell you what, that world has an appeal. If you don't watch yourself, you'll be chasing after it tonight. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together, I'll tell you what, his father went ahead and divvied his portion, amen. Took him a couple of days to pack his bags and get what he could get, because you know what? He was ready to leave, amen. And he took his journey into a far country away from the Father, amen. I'm going to tell you right now that sin will take you into a far country, amen. And I'll tell you what, it'll take you deeper than you want to go. And I'm going to tell you, it'll get you in trouble tonight. And there he wasted his substance. You know, you get away from the Father, amen, you'll waste your very life, amen, with righteous living. And when he had spent all, it don't take long to spend what you had, amen. You had it good. You had it plain. You had plenty of food. You had a good place to live, amen. But you were willing to give it up, amen, and get away from the Father. And there rose a mighty famine. You know, most of the time you get yourself in trouble, and I'll tell you what, it comes from the hand of God. That famine came and he began to be in want. Didn't take him long to waste what he had. Didn't take him long. Listen, I don't know how old he was, but he got his portion. He went on a journey. It didn't take him long to lose it all. Amen. You ready to take a journey tonight? And he went and joined himself to a citizen. I'm going to tell you what, he finally had to go get him a job, amen. I tell you what, they gave him a job feeding the pigs, something they wasn't even supposed to be around and touch, amen. He was feeding them just to survive. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks, the very things he was feeding the swine, amen. He was wishing he could eat and fill his belly. He had done hit rock bottom, amen. You want to hit rock bottom tonight? Get away from the Father, amen. And no man gave unto him either. And when he came to himself, thank God he come to himself, amen. What I'm telling you tonight, Appleby Baptist and these youngsters growing up, come to yourself before you make that journey away from God, amen. You don't have to go out and spend all what you've got in righteous living. You can realize, look, I've got it good. God's blessed me beyond measure, and realize that I'm going to tell you what, We're all a spoilt people. Said, how many hired servants? You know what? When he come to his senses, he remembered everything he had. He remembered those servants that he worked with, amen. And that the very servants, amen, has more than he does at that point right there. Says, man, oh man, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? They not only had enough to keep them full, they had more than enough, amen, at his father's house. And I perish with hunger. He was in his senses, all right. He realized what? Man, I've took my journey and I've done messed around and I've done screwed up. I'm going to tell you, he was just thinking that right there. I have done messed up, but I've come to my senses, amen. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. This is true repentance right here. That man's done realize, that young son's done realize what he had done and the fault and the sin that he had happened in his own life, and he was the cause. And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me as one of thy hired servants. Listen, I'm coming back, and I'm not worthy to be your son anymore. I'll be happy in being one of the hired servants, amen. Tell me once again, he did come to his senses. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, that tells me right there, this is going to tell you, that father was looking. I'm sure every day he'd look down that road and say, and missing his son. Missing that son. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. Thank God for compassion tonight. The Heavenly Father, I'm going to tell you what, if you've got a repentant heart tonight, and you've drifted away from God, he'll have compassion on you and me tonight if we just repent and get right. And he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, am I no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Let me tell you something, he didn't even have shoes on. But the Heavenly Father took care of it. And bring hither the fatted calf. I'm going to tell you what, he must have lost a few pounds, because the Heavenly Father was ready to kill that fatted calf. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. It was celebration time. Now his elder son was in the field. Now this is probably me. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, something that he hadn't heard in a while. Something just a little different. Something just may seem joyous, amen, and he is wanting to know what was going on. And he called one of the servants and asking what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in, therefore came his father out. I'm going to tell you what, here we go again. That eldest son got angry, not realizing that that could have been him, but by the grace of God, he stuck by the stuff and done right. And entreated him, and he said in answer to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry and with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots. He knew what his brother had done. He knew how his brother had devoured all that money and that substance with whores. Thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet, or it was fitting, that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. What a picture of a forgiving father, amen. But let me tell you, can I preach on something just a little bit tonight and meddle just a little bit? Let me tell you what the prodigal son did not do. He did not bring home his whores, preacher. Son, he had wasted his substance and his living on harlots or whores, if you please. But when he come to his senses and he was going to get right, amen, and go back to the Father, he left the whores alone, amen. He had that repentant heart and realized he had done wrong. He didn't bring his boyfriend home either, preacher. Now I'm getting to something tonight. We talk about the Heavenly Father and forgiveness. He will forgive anything that we can do, and we're all can be sinners, and we are sinners. But I'm going to tell you, he's not going to be opened arm with you if you come to the altar with your same sin, amen. You're going to have to leave the whores alone. You're going to have to leave that little faggot boyfriend you got alone, amen. You're not going to be able to bring your sin to the Heavenly Father. You're going to have a repentant heart, amen. That'll preach. When preaching stops down at the house of God, there will be sin abounding, amen. And may I remind you tonight, you younger people here, you do not dictate right or wrong. This is where it comes from, right and wrong, right here. Now let's talk about that prodigal daughter a little bit, amen. It could happen to a daughter just like it to the son. She didn't come back, amen, and bring her boyfriend that she'd been shacking up down at the altar and say, you're going to have to take him too, amen. No, sir. You get what I'm trying to get you tonight? She didn't bring her little black boyfriend, amen, to the altar and to her family and to her church and try to make it right, amen. No, sir. Sure didn't. You want God's forgiveness, you're going to have to come with a repentant heart, amen. You're going to have to get it right. Going to get it right. Now let's talk about our earthly father a little bit. We're so stupid, amen, that our old kids can sin against a holy God. They can go and live righteous living, do whatever they want to do, shack up, commit whoredoms, amen, and we're so stupid, we're going to take them back. You're stupid. I don't care if it's my daughter, your daughter, there has to be some judgment. There has to be some repercussions. You show me a house with no repercussions, it is full of chaos. You show me a church with no repercussions, it's full of chaos, amen. You get what I'm trying to tell you? It causes shame against the Heavenly Father, against your own mother and daddy, and against down here at the house of God. You don't think it does? Some of you girls going to get knocked up and see if it don't cause shame and reproach against the Heavenly Father, against your mother and daddy, and against the church of the living God. Things happen. Listen, I've sinned greatly in my life. Some things that only God knows, amen. But I had to get it right, get it under the blood, just like you, amen. But we're so ignorant, stupid, that bless God, we're just going to take them on into the church. They sang for the glory of God. They can bring their sin on in, and we'll let you go ahead and sing. Won't happen. It does matter. You want to take my advice tonight? Keep it above board. Keep it clean. There's enough going on without us being the problem. I've said it once, preacher. I was at another church and a whole family come over because they said they were worried about this church because she got knocked up and they knew there were going to be some repercussions. And I preached on it time and time again. Christians are the only one that kills their wounded. I can say we can forgive too like the Lord, but there has to be some repentance. And there has to be some repercussions. Or you won't have anything. You won't have a church. You won't have a home. So go ahead and put up with it. When you know very good and well something's going on, something's just not right, and one of these days God's going to bring it out into the light. And then where are we going to be, preacher? I'm telling you, this thing is serious tonight. Son, I'm going to tell you, church is above and beyond. You quit preaching, that's what's going to happen. You quit having repercussions down at your house, you'll quit having repercussions down at the house of God. Amen. We'll be nothing but a joke. A joke. And we want God to bless us. Now you're here tonight, you're not saved, and you got a repentant heart and God's knocking at your door, it's time. I thank God for being so good to me. You've been out doing some things you shouldn't be doing. You better get it right before it gets out into the light, because you know God already knows. Before you get yourself in trouble, before you take that journey down the wrong road, we better get it right. So we need to pray for one another tonight and realize that sin's real. And it can happen to each and every one of us. Keep it straight. Thank God for being so good to us. God bless you.
All right, God's people said, amen. We're glad to have a good sermon tonight. And so if you'll stand with me as we get ready to get dismissed, he'll go back there to the back. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. Bad news travels fast. It travels fast. And so anyhow, is that you'll have to be the only, you'll have one shot, one chance, one opportunity to do what's right between you and God and everybody you know. And if you mess that up, you can get forgiveness. And boy, it sure leaves an ugly-looking scar that the rest of your life you'll be looking at. All right, our Father, we want to thank you now for the good sermon that we've heard tonight. We ask you now you'd build a hedge about these boys and girls, these young men and young ladies. How we thank you that thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. Maybe there's somebody here tonight. God's tugging at their heart. We praise you and thank you now for doing something lasting for all eternity in every heart that's here tonight. Thank you for loving us in Jesus' name.